Section 56. Glory be to thee, O Lord my God. These are the days whereon thou hast bidden all men to observe the fast, that through it they may purify their souls and rid themselves of all attachment to any one but thee, and that out of their hearts may ascend that which will be worthy of the court of thy majesty, and may well beseem the seat of the revelation of thy oneness. Grant, O my Lord, that this fast may become a river of life-giving waters, and may yield the virtue wherewith thou hast endowed it. Cleanse thou by its means the hearts of thy servants whom the evils of the world have failed to hinder from turning towards thine all-glorious name, and who have remained unmoved by the noise and tumult of such as have repudiated thy most resplendent signs, which have accompanied the advent of thy manifestation, whom thou hast invested with thy sovereignty, thy power, thy majesty and glory. These are the servants who, as soon as thy call reached them, hastened in the direction of thy mercy, and were not kept back from thee by the changes and chances of this world, or by any human limitations. I am he, O my God, who testifieth to thy unity, who acknowledgeth thy oneness, who boweth humbly before the revelations of thy majesty, and who recognizeth with downcast countenance the splendors of the light of thy transcendent glory. I have believed in thee after thou didst enable me to know thyself, whom thou hast revealed to men's eyes through the power of thy sovereignty and might. Unto him I have turned, wholly detached from all things, and cleaving steadfastly unto the cord of thy gifts and favours. I have embraced his truth, and the truth of all the wondrous laws and precepts that have been sent down unto him. I have fasted for love of thee, and in pursuance of thine injunction, and have broken my fast with thy praise on my tongue and in conformity with thy pleasure. Suffer me not, O my Lord, to be reckoned among them who have fasted in the daytime, who in the night season have prostrated themselves before thy face, and who have repudiated thy truth, disbelieved in thy signs, gainsaid thy testimony, and perverted thine utterances. Open thou, O my Lord, mine eyes and the eyes of all them that have sought thee, that we may recognize thee with thine own eyes. This is thy bidding given us in the book sent down by thee, unto him whom thou hast chosen by thy behest, whom thou hast singled out for thy favor above all thy creatures, whom thou hast been pleased to invest with thy sovereignty, and whom thou hast specially favoured and entrusted with thy message unto thy people. Praised be thou therefore, O my God, inasmuch as thou hast graciously enabled us to recognize him and to acknowledge whatsoever hath been sent down unto him, and conferred upon us the honour of attaining the presence of the one whom thou didst promise in thy book and in thy tablets. Thou seest me then, O my God, with my face turned towards thee, cleaving steadfastly to the cord of thy gracious providence and generosity, and clinging to the hem of thy tender mercies and bountiful favours. Destroy not, I implore thee, my hopes of attaining unto that which thou didst ordain for thy servants who have turned towards the precincts of thy court and the sanctuary of thy presence, and have observed the fast for love of thee. I confess, O my God, that whatever proceedeth from me is wholly unworthy of thy sovereignty and falleth short of thy majesty. And yet I beseech thee, by thy name through which thou hast revealed thyself in the glory of thy most excellent titles unto all created things, in this revelation whereby thou hast, through thy most resplendent name, manifested thy beauty, to give me to drink of the wine of thy mercy and of the pure beverage of thy favour, which have streamed forth from the right hand of thy will, that I may so fix my gaze upon thee and be so detached from all else but thee, that the world and all that hath been created therein may appear before me as a fleeting day which thou hast not deigned to create. I moreover entreat thee, O my God, to rain down from the heaven of thy will and the clouds of thy mercy, that which will cleanse us from the noisome savours of our transgressions, O thou who hast called thyself the God of mercy. Thou art verily the most powerful, the all-glorious, the beneficent. Cast not away, O my Lord, him that hath turned towards thee, nor suffer him who hath drawn nigh unto thee to be removed far from thy court. Dash not the hopes of the suppliant who hath longingly stretched out his hands to seek thy grace and favours, and deprive not thy sincere servants of the wonders of thy tender mercies and loving kindness. Forgiving and most bountiful art thou, O my Lord. Power hast thou to do what thou pleasest. All else but thee are impotent before the revelations of thy might, are as lost in the face of the evidences of thy wealth, are as nothing when compared with the manifestations of thy transcendent sovereignty, and are destitute of all strength when face to face with the signs and tokens of thy power. What refuge is there beside thee, O my Lord, to which I can flee? And where is there a haven to which I can hasten? Nay, the power of thy might beareth me witness. No protector is there but thee. No place to flee to except thee. No refuge to seek save thee. Cause me to taste, O my Lord, the divine sweetness of thy remembrance and praise. I swear by thy might, whosoever tasteth of its sweetness will rid himself of all attachment to the world and all that is therein, and will set his face towards thee, cleansed from the remembrance of anyone except thee. Inspire then my soul, O my God, with thy wondrous remembrance, that I may glorify thy name. Number me not with them who read thy words and fail to find thy hidden gift, which as decreed by thee is contained therein, and which quickeneth the souls of thy creatures and the hearts of thy servants. Cause me, O my Lord, to be reckoned among them who have been so stirred up by the sweet savours that have been wafted in thy days, that they have laid down their lives for thee, and hastened to the scene of their death in their longing to gaze on thy beauty, and in their yearning to attain thy presence. And were any one to say unto them on their way, Whither go ye? They would say, Unto God, the all-possessing, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. The transgressions committed by such as have turned away from thee and have borne themselves haughtily towards thee have not availed to hinder them from loving thee and from setting their faces towards thee and from turning in the direction of thy mercy. These are they who are blessed by the concourse on high, who are glorified by the denizens of the everlasting cities, and beyond them by those on whose foreheads thy most exalted pen hath written, These, the people of Baha, through them have been shed the splendours of the light of guidance. Thus hath it been ordained at thy behest and by thy will in the tablet of thine irrevocable decree. Proclaim therefore, O my God, their greatness and the greatness of those who, while living or after death, have circled round them. Supply them with that which thou hast ordained for the righteous among thy creatures. Potent art thou to do all things. There is no God but thee, the all-powerful, the help in peril, the almighty, the most bountiful. Do not bring our fasts to an end with this fast, O my Lord, nor the covenants thou hast made with this covenant. Do thou accept all that we have done for love of thee and for the sake of thy pleasure, and all that we have left undone as a result of our subjection to our evil and corrupt desires. Enable us then to cleave steadfastly to thy love and thy good pleasure, and preserve us from the mischief of such as have denied thee and repudiated thy most resplendent signs. Thou art in truth the Lord of this world and of the next. No God is there beside thee, the exalted, the most high. Magnify thou, O Lord my God, him who is the primal point, the divine mystery, the unseen essence, the dayspring of divinity, and the manifestation of thy lordship, through whom all the knowledge of the past and all the knowledge of the future were made plain, through whom the pearls of thy hidden wisdom were uncovered, and the mystery of thy treasured name disclosed, whom thou hast appointed as the announcer of the one through whose name the letter B and the letter E have been joined and united, through whom thy majesty, thy sovereignty, and thy might were made known, through whom thy words have been sent down and thy laws set forth with clearness and thy signs spread abroad and thy word established, through whom the hearts of thy chosen ones were laid bare, and all that were in the heavens and all that were on the earth were gathered together, whom thou hast called Ali Muhammad in the kingdom of thy names, and the spirit of spirits in the tablets of thine irrevocable decree, whom thou hast invested with thine own title, and to whose name all other names have, at thy bidding and through the power of thy might, been made to return, and in whom thou hast caused all thine attributes and titles to attain their final consummation. To him also belong such names as lay hid within thy stainless tabernacles, in thine invisible world, and thy sanctified cities. Magnify thou, moreover, such as have believed in him and in his signs, and have turned towards him from among those that have acknowledged thy unity in his latter manifestation, a manifestation whereof he hath made mention in his tablets, and in his books, and in his scriptures, and in all the wondrous verses and gem-like utterances that have descended upon him. It is this same manifestation whose covenant thou hast bidden him establish ere he had established his own covenant. He it is whose praise the Bayan hath celebrated. In it his excellence hath been extolled, and his truth established, and his sovereignty proclaimed, and his cause perfected. Blessed is the man that hath turned unto him, and fulfilled the things he hath commanded. O thou who art the Lord of the worlds, and the desire of all them that have known thee. Praised be thou, O my God, inasmuch as thou hast aided us to recognize and love him. I therefore beseech thee, by him and by them who are the daysprings of thy divinity and the manifestations of thy lordship and the treasuries of thy revelation and the depositaries of thine inspiration, to enable us to serve and obey him, and to empower us to become the helpers of his cause and the dispersers of his adversaries. Powerful art thou to do all that pleaseth thee. No God is there beside thee, the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the One whose help is sought by all men.